with episode 5. And Naeem, yes. We all know that you can't say squirrel.
Yes, I cannot say scroll.
But, okay, we've established a new word or phrase that I think that you're struggling with over there.
Yeah, but it's so important for this episode. Okay, so it's kind of a tongue twister.
You can't even say the setup.
I can't even say the setup. It's driving dread. Driving day dreaming. Driving.
Driving. One word at a time.
Driving day dreaming.
All right.
Say it again.
Driving day dreaming.
Driving day dreaming. Driving day dreaming. So, scroll. Okay, scroll. Here's, by the way, on that driving note, I'm going to talk about driving, but I got to confess something to you since we're talking about sacred sins.
Please.
This was on the way to church. Okay. On the way to church, okay? On the way to church, I was driving and this scroll.
No.
I am serious. Comes and hangs out in the middle of the road. And it's just hanging out there. And I'm going. I'm like, it's going to move. And then I hit that point of, it's not going to move. I literally, Vinny, I got to confess this to you since you're raised Catholic.
No.
And now you're in ministry, so you're Father Vinny. Bro, it happened. No. I closed my eyes and I said, Jesus.
Take the wheel.
Take the wheel. And apparently, I told Jesus, take the wheel and drive faster. But, and then it happened. Thug, thug, thug. I killed it. Killed a scroll. Man. Can't even say scroll.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I really felt bad for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I kind of started thinking about other things. Forgive me, Father, for how I've sinned.
Is that why you brought up, were you daydreaming and now this innocent squirrel?
No. I saw that happen. I was the moment when that did happen. But it does lead me to a driving, daydreaming driving. Okay, let me explain.
Please just start.
Let me just explain. So, the other day, another driving story. I needed to go meet someone somewhere, and it was in the direction of where I take my son to school.
Okay.
And so where I needed to go was 2 minutes away from my house. And 5 minutes into it, or 6 minutes into it, I'm about to turn into my son's school. And I realize, what am I doing? I'm not going to. I've already taken my son to school. I just was in my thoughts, in my head, and I was driving, like coasting.
Absent-minded. Yeah, just driving.
Yeah. And then until I got a call from the guy who said, hey, are you coming? And I'm like, yeah. Oh, no. I'm supposed to be picking you. What? Oh, no.
Where am I?
Yes. And I'm like, bro, I'm so sorry. And that's why I think I'm late in meetings or something. It's not that I left late. It's not that I was running late. It's just that I've been driving daydreaming.
No idea where you are.
I know. And I'm like, what's going on? So why is this important? It's important because we're talking about sin, sacred sin. And last episode, we talked about how sins are sacred and holy because there are unique struggles, and we got to have open conversations about those. But the solution, I don't want to just say, number one, let me just say, I believe the solution to sin is not a what, it's a who, it's a person, it's a relationship with God, it's a relationship with Jesus, it's a relationship with the Holy Spirit, it's a conversation. That's really the solution to the things that we wrestle with, because again, sins are not actions, they're processes, they're conversations in our heads, they're thought processes, they're all kind, they're complicated things, they are more than like a slap on Band-Aid, stop doing this. It's really, really a conversation.
Yeah.
And you can only have conversations with another person. And so that's why I believe that Jesus, number one, is the solution, but also because of what he has done, and that's a different podcast. But number two, practically, sin and moving away from sin is really a moving away. So direction matters. So when people go, you know what, I'm kind of quote unquote living in sin, or this person's living in sin, or that person's not living in sin, or this person's confessed sin, or You know, you've got all kinds of things, especially in a Christian context.
Yeah.
In the Muslim context, it's not people talk about sin, but there's always a, hey, here's how you fix it. Here's how you pay for it. So in Islam, you just pay for your sins. You know, it's penance. You do this, you do that, and that counteracts it and all that. And I'm not quite sure if you change your heart. I do know that in Islam, there are certain practices that move you to becoming a different kind of person. But when it comes to sin, you just kind of pay for it.
Yeah.
And in the scriptures, I think Jesus talked about how sin is actually a direction. It's moving towards something or moving away from something. And so I think if you and I were going to go, okay, where am I? What am I doing when it comes to my sins and my struggles? And where do I stand with God? Or what? It's really about what direction am I facing? Am I facing the direction of God? As in, am I facing the direction of light? Mm-hmm. And light has an ability to expose and to reveal certain things. So you know if you're facing in the right direction of God, if you are having honest conversations, if you're looking at yourself in a true light. Obviously, this time around, I'm no longer looking at those zoomed-in mirrors because I'm over that stuff. But it's good light. I'm looking at light. But if I'm turned a different direction, and that's when you know you're moving away from everything that's good, life, light, and God, you're turned away and you're facing a different direction. It's because you're in shadows. You're in darkness. And what I mean by not like you're depressed, but you're not allowing, purposely not allowing yourself to see certain things. And that's usually been your like, and then you're moving towards it. So it's you're moving towards denial. You're moving towards something else. And you know deep down it's not really good for you. Because God wired us up to self-correct. He just did. Yeah. And for some people, it's very quick and clear. For others, it's not because of some of the things that have happened to us. You know, it's hard sometimes for us to process what we're thinking and why we are anxious. It's some of us know it's because we're violating our conscience. Some of us just don't know, understand it. But either way, it's a direction. And yeah. So I think that this episode is really about, are you going in the direction of non-sin or being right? And what I mean by right, not like a right wrong, but like sure. Being right with God. Like, how about this? Are you moving in the direction of a relationship or are you moving towards isolation? So I think that's probably one of the best ways to understand this. Like, when you move towards isolation, I think you're moving towards sin. You're moving towards darkness. You're moving towards living in the shadows. You're moving towards denial, pride, ego, cover up, because it's all acts of isolation. And if you're moving towards God, you know you're not moving towards it's the opposite of isolation. It's exposure in the purest way. It's community in the best way. And so if you're moving towards a sense of community, I think you're moving towards a sense of openness and honesty and a sense of, okay, God can move in you and through you. But if you're facing the other direction and you're moving towards a different direction, you're mostly moving towards a self-centered, and there's no way to not be prideful when you're self-centered. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, and, you know, not in the pride of like, strutting,
right.
You know, I'm bigger and big and bad. No, it's a different kind of pride.
It definitely is. And something like when you're saying that comes to my mind is like the pace too. So the movement comes with different paces, right? And everyone's on these different paces.
For sure.
So what do you think, like when you're, you know, hey, maybe I am moving towards community. I am moving away from isolation, but man, I'm not seeing anything come of this.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm in the right direction. I'm moving where I need to go. But why is this pace slow? Why am I not, you know, what do you?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the great question, either direction you're going, if it's darkness versus light, is it, you know, God or away from God, isolation or community authenticity or fakeness, if that's the word. There's always there's a pace to it. Like, so there are moments in life where you run the opposite direction towards darkness because you've done something, you violated something, and you want to run and hide. I mean, that's the, when we do something wrong, we want to run and hide. I mean, that's what shame does. And so we move really fast. We run into a relationship that's bad for us. And so it's like we're quickly in it and we're in it. And then there are times where we just slowly creep into it. We're like slowly taking a couple of more drinks. We're slowly, you know, doing some things. We're like, I shouldn't be doing that. So there's a pace to it. Some of us start going, some make a conscious decision. I am done and I'm going towards darkness. I am going towards isolation. I am intentionally running full on because I'm running away from something. I don't like this, and I'm running away. And, I have nothing against clubs. And, I mean, I actually got to bless a nightclub. I mean, a club owner was like, hey, would you just pray over my club and all that? And I remember going, I don't even know if this is, legal. How does it work, you know? And I remember praying a prayer that I really, really spoke to me. It's one of those, you pray something and you go, oh, wow, this is actually good for me, you know? And it was, I prayed that people would not come to this club to run from their lives or escape their lives, but to celebrate their lives. Hmm. And I think that's really the directional language. You're either trying to escape or run away from, or you're trying to celebrate. Celebrate is moving towards God, towards community, light. And running away from is escape, moving towards isolation, darkness. And so some people are running away from that, and they're running away from something that happened. But on the flip side, the pace of running towards God is a valid question, because there are times in our lives where we run so fast after God because things are good. It's a beautiful day, beautiful season. Things are popping. You know, it's like everything's happening. And then there are some days where you're like, I don't know where my headphones are. And then you find them and they're tangled and you spent like
the worst.
A
demon lives in my backpack, right. And he's like,
he's like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah,
he's gonna take me.
Yeah, because they're always on the top where I left them. You know, but, so it's like he's like handing them to me.
But there's a gremlin in there.
Have fun with this,
right? That ghost tangles everything up, yeah. And you're like, how did this even happen?
Right?
Have you ever noticed this? Like anything that you're using that has a cord, and you're extending the cord, it will get stuck on the
everything.
On the weirdest things. You couldn't even ever do this on purpose. Intentionally, right. I'm like, I'm gonna hook this.
Right. No. It's like when you walk through a door and your belt loop gets hooked on the handle. Has that ever happened to me? Oh, and it only happens when you're in a hurry and you're just like walking and it's like, oh, your key loop or something gets hooked on, because I have like the horizontal doorknob, you know what I mean, in my apartment. So like you'll just be sliding past the door and it'll just stop you in your tracks. And you just want to rip the door off the hinges and just be like, no more doors.
It's dumb. It's like dumb distractions, dumb things that just stop us, right? But in life, things happen. And so if you're moving towards God, there are times in our lives where we're running, and then there are times where we just slow down because we're tired, exhausted, and we're not really super excited and super passionate about God. And then we start thinking, oh, man, I'm moving away from God. I'm not really passionate. I'm not doing some things. And then there are times where you're not just slowing down. You just stop because of grief and because of crisis and because of some things that have happened. And I know there are people in my life that I've suffered through all to this incredible crisis. Mm-hmm. And even for me personally, I mean, losing my dad was one of those. And I mean, I'm sure for you as well, it's one of those moments where you just stop. Everything just stops. Mm-hmm. And you start doing some things. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this. I don't care. I know it's not good for me. I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, it's not like I'm moving away from God. It's not like I've changed directions. It's just that I just kind of turned around.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned around and faced isolation a little bit and just did some things. Yeah. I didn't start moving towards it. I just kind of turned.
Yeah.
And things happen, man. Things happen like that. And even when you're like, say, if you're moving and say we'll go back to that driving analogy. I mean, sometimes we take exits. We get off exits we shouldn't get off on. You know? They're not the opposite direction. We just get off on them because we're daydreaming or consuming stuff. We just get off and start doing certain things. And we find ourselves in a place that we never want to be. And we've had moments like this, right? I'm sure we have. I mean, there we go, how did I get here?
Right.
Like, how did I get here mentally? How did I get here emotionally? How did I get here physically? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing? Where am I? Why am I here in life? It's because we got off an exit. We weren't thinking. Yeah. Or
you were hungry and you stopped and got McDonald's.
And now you got to pay for it.
And now you're like, oh,
literally,
why did I do that?
Yes. And so it's just things just happen. So we have to get back on it. And I think we have to give ourselves a break. We're not going the other direction. And if you find yourself going towards isolation, towards darkness, towards shadows, towards not being authentic, being fake, being disingenuous, I mean, those are signs, you know, violating your conscience, knowing that things are, hey, this is not what I need to be doing.
So how would you turn? When you recognize that, how do you change?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to courage, number one. I mean, like we talked about the last episode, it really is about being courageous. But then I think this is where you have to, you know, this is hard. It's tough because I know that when we did the series at church, we talked about this idea of repentance. And repentance is really a great word because it basically means to change direction, to change course, to change your mind. And so it just means to turn, just turn around, you know? And I think that's where they got the whole phrase "turn or burn," you know, which is terrible. I've
never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No.
Seriously?
No.
Repent, turn or burn?
No.
Oh my gosh, bro! I've seen. So I was in the South for a long time.
Glad I never heard that.
What?
I said I'm glad I never
heard. Yeah, that. I know. Oh, there are worse ones. Because when I came to the States, I was in the South this whole time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Different world. So there's one that says, "You think it's hot now."
The one that I've always heard is, and actually you just recently heard this again, was just like, oh, I can never set foot in a church because it'll catch on fire.
Yeah, I'll catch, yeah. No, it won't catch on fire. I will catch on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will, what's the word? I will combust.
Spontaneously
combust.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, you are not that amazing. I mean, wow, that's not. Where were we?
Oh man,
I don't even know.
How do you turn? How do you change?
Oh yeah, how do you turn and not burn? That's
it. Turn and not burn.
Yeah,
found the title of the podcast.
That is so dumb.
Episode.
So I know.
Turn not burn.
Turn not burn. Whew! You think it's hot in here? Wait till hell. Oh my gosh, so horrible. Yeah, I think you know. So one of the things I think we need to do is to realize it's not about going to hell, I'm sorry, not going to hell and getting to heaven. I mean, it's more than that. And the direction, what I'm talking about, is not, just to be clear, is not about going towards hell or going towards heaven.
Mm.
That's not it. It's not the destination.
Wow.
It's the journey. It really is the journey. And so, you know, in Jesus, and when we talk about Christianity, Jesus comes and he says, you know, you need to be born again. And he says, and then he makes, you know, he makes a way for us. And then he comes and tells his disciples, okay, you're it. You're the hope of the world. Tell everybody about this. I mean, if salvation was about to get, was about only about us hitting a destination, if it was about heaven, then we should have all died.
Hmm.
He died, was resurrected, and he's like, okay, now you're up. And we're all escaping. We're all, you know, evacuating Earth.
Right.
And that's not the point. The point is not evacuating Earth to go to heaven. That's not the point. It's about transforming Earth with heaven. So the direction of your life, the course, the journey of your life really does matter. And so the pace of your life matters when it comes to sin or not sin. So you're moving. And so when you change direction, and you, like I said, repent, you change, you're moving towards the direction of God. And it's really about the journey. It's moments where you are being authentic and being real and having hard conversations and not choosing comfort, but choosing to move towards either your pain or other people's pain. Because I think if you, so that's how you do it. It's not a one-time thing. It's not like, and snap, and I've changed.
Right.
You're going to daydream. Mm. That's just going to happen. You're going to get off an exit. You're going to break down. Yeah. I mean, I've seen people broken down the side of the road, you know? And I'll tell you what I've never thought. I've passed them, and I'm just going too fast to stop and help them. That's my first thought.
Done that.
Second thought is, that sucks. I'm so sorry. I have never in my life passed by a car that's broken down with their hazards on, something's wrong with them, and thought, you deserve that.
Wow.
I cannot believe you did that. That serves you right.
Yeah.
I've never had that thought.
It's because you lived in the South, not in the North. I'm pretty sure people assume that you deserve everything in the North.
Really? Oh my gosh. I hope not.
I'm kidding.
I hope not. Yeah. I think in spirituality, that's what we do though.
Yeah.
We see people broken down and we go, oh, you deserve that. You did something wrong.
Yeah. Seriously. You know?
We don't stop to help. We are on our own. So the whole direction towards God is, honestly, I think we just need to be better sojourners. You know, we need to be better people who are on a journey and come alongs people who are moving towards God. So how do you turn? How do you turn and not burn?
Yeah, and I think real quick, I want you to elaborate on this. Something that you've mentioned is you can turn and you can be facing in the right direction, right? But you could still have all this addiction. You can still have these things.
Yes.
And it's not that you want to have them, but they're just, you're like, hey, you know what? I've made this conscious effort to turn and face in the direction of God.
Right.
But right now, I still have this. It's reality. Like, this addiction still exists.
Yeah.
How can I face in the direction of God with this addiction, with this struggle?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the great examples for this, to illustrate this tension, because again, it is a tension. Like, it's not something we'll solve, but it's a tension to understand it or manage it, is Samson. Like, you know, we've heard stories in cartoons, seen cartoons, movies. This guy who had superpower strength is in his hair. And then we talked about this. It talks about a girl, a lady, Delilah. And there's so much to his story, which is fascinating. But he's one of the guys that I think, if you look at his life and you go, okay, where was he headed? There are moments he was headed towards God. There are moments he's totally moving towards darkness. I mean, he just moves towards God, stops, moves towards God, stops, turns around, goes the opposite direction, turns. He does all kinds of things. And if you notice, what happens is that he ends up moving towards isolation and denial. And he puts himself in a position where he, you know, again, he confesses his struggle, his sin. He gives himself over, in a sense, to Delilah, who in the story represents something that wants to take from him, not give to him. Mm. And he ends up, you know, they cut his hair off. He's blinded, and now he's put in prison, and he's stuck there. Actually, I'm not sure if he was blinded. I'm not sure if he was. But I know that they cut his hair off. So the story in the scriptures end with his hair is growing back. He's enchained. He's being mocked at a party. He's tied to certain pillars in the building. And the story is that he prays for supernatural strength. He gets it. And then he commits suicide. Now, just stop. I know we want to just make this story a spiritual God story with a Disney Christian ending. But hold up here. Hold up. And, you know, people have said, oh, yeah, but he killed all the enemies. Okay, stop. Okay, hold up. He killed himself in this thing. How did he get? Why did God give him the strength?
Right.
So, it's that sin is that complicated.
Yeah.
It's that complicated. The only thing I can tell you is that, it doesn't. I'm struggling with this because I wish I could just give you, hey, and here are five things to do.
I think you struggling with even trying to list five things to do just shows the complexity of
it. Really just the is topic. Because it's, I mean, you know this and I know this, man. People go, oh yeah, we're sinless. Yeah, sure, buddy. You know, or you know, we don't do th- and come on, people who talk about righteousness sometimes are jerks.
Yeah.
You know, so I would say this. I would say this as a takeaway. I would say the goal of God when it comes to our life being a journey towards Him, moving away from sin, moving away from violating our conscience, moving away from darkness and isolation, moving towards community and authenticity. The goal for God is for us to love more and not for us to sin less.
Yeah.
And in Christianity, sometimes we romanticize this idea of we're sinless. But the goal of God is not to make us sin less, like make us hard to sin. It's actually He wants us to love more. He wants to grow our capacity to love more. If we grow our capacity to love more, we are moving in the direction of Him, and we just don't have time to violate our conscience. We don't have time to that. And in that, we find courage, because I don't know of any other thing than love being the most courageous thing to do. Love demands that you move towards courage. And so God's goal is for us to love more. So if you're moving towards love, if you're moving towards loving more, risking more, more community, more authenticity, you're moving towards God. So sin is a direction, you know?
That's so good.
Hope that helped, man.
Yeah, that's so good, man. Well, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is episode 5 of the Naeem Fazel podcast. We will be back, but before we go off, we want to just always just ask you guys to continue to share this with somebody. We know that there's somebody out here that just, you know, has never heard sin talked about like this, has never heard, you know, the scriptures talked about in this way. And we always say at Mosaic and here on this podcast that we are reclaiming the message and the movement of Jesus, but we can't do this alone. We need you guys. We need you to share. We need you to like. We need you to follow. We need you to comment. We need you to do everything that you would possibly do to get this word out and help us. So we love you guys. Naeem, do you have any final before you want to head out?
I think we're done. Yeah. Done? Yeah. I think we're all in this together. We're all in this together.
What are you doing the rest of the day? Just curious.
Today. Okay. Today, I mean, I'm going to timestamp this thing though, but I'm going to be getting my stuff together to go to Italy.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we can talk about that when you get back. I think
from Italiano.
Yeah. And I'm still upset that you're not taking me with you.
I know. You're Italian too. Yeah, oh my gosh. So sorry to bring that up.
I'm going to have to work through that while you're gone.
Just don't sin.
I'm going to talk about you behind your back.
Do it.
I'm definitely going to gossip instead
of. Just kidding. Do it.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Love you.
Love you.
See you later.